welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, it is the Bash Weekend Mac Show. Now, we booked the Bash, and some people booked hotels, so we're going to have a kind of bit of a Barbie in the back garden with some social distancing, just so that those people don't lose their money for their hotel as well. And plus, we'd like to see them, because it's gorgeous and stuff. But there's only going to be 14 of us, and six of them I'm bringing. So, they're my kids and their friends. So we are going to have a little thing. 14 is plenty big enough in my garden. Please don't ring the police and report us. And there won't be any videos anyway, because I'll put it on. We've got a fantastic panel. Starting us off, the man with the growly voice from... it's growly.
That 1970s information film.
It's early and I have sinus season, so I'm working through it.
It's sinus season.
Yeah. But you know the worst part about sinus season now is every sniffle is like, oh damn, is that the Rona? And then yesterday I tasted something and I'm like, oh, I can't really taste it. This is kind of bland. And then my buddy was like, oh snap, I forgot the salt. I was like, dude, seriously? Like, I got
that's
gave me some bland food. I'm starting to think I had the Rona, but not the Rona. It's just normal sinus season.
Things are kind of reversed, aren't they? You used to cough to hide a fart, and now you fart to hide a cough.
Yeah. the funniest thing is that's when when you're trying to get into the ice cream fridge at the store, and there's always that one person that sits there with the door open and looks at every flavor like they've never seen ice cream before.
Through the glass door.
To get rid of them, you just go right behind them and go, and then they close the fridge and run. And then you wait for it to defrost a bit. You pick what you want to pick.
Good man. Are you well, dude?
Yeah, perfect.
I wouldn't have thought that kind of hay fever was a bit of a thing in an island.
Have you seen those? They're flowers.
But they're full of but it's like
24/7. Yeah, flowering plants, nonetheless.
See, I don't get hay fever if I go abroad. So if I'm in Portugal playing golf, zero hay fever. Absolutely zero hay fever. It's only here. This is the only country in the world where I get hay fever, and I get it pretty bad. So it's not.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I first moved here, they said, oh, you're going to get hay fever because there's so many plants. But I think what happens when you're acclimatized to your location, the plants around you is what gets you. Other plants don't get you as much as people think.
That's
I don't know
exactly
why that
right.
is, though.
Okay.
Yep.
It's mainly grass.
I get tree pollen.
Oh, it's legal here.
Oh, dear.
But don't...
somewhere
that doesn't give you hay fever.
Jeff, too.
Well, here we go. Segway number one. Somewhere else it's legal. Boulder.
It's legal.
Hello, pothead Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm so very chill.
Yeah, because you had a spliff before you came on because you were 4 minutes late, which is just not you.
It's I guess I'm living on pandemic time now.
A pandemic time. Are you well, mate?
I am doing well.
Have the mountain lions returned to the mountains and left Boulder alone?
The mountain lions have returned to the mountains, but that means that now when I go hiking in the mountains, I have to watch for them there. But I do have a harrowing story to share with you.
Oh. A harrowing story?
That's what I thought you said.
That's legal there, too?
No, Jeff, you haven't touched your hair. That's not true.
I'd ruffle his hair.
I'd say your hair would stand on end, but it's too long, mate. It's just never going to go up. Go on. Tell us your harrowing story.
So a few days ago, I went hiking in the mountains outside Boulder. Beautiful day. And way off in the distance, you could see that there was a rainstorm happening. But far enough away, not a big deal. And then the wind changed and it blew it right to where I was very quickly. And the next thing you know, I'm in a downpour and the lightning is literally overhead.
Okay.
And so the flash of lightning and the boom happened at the same time.
Ooh.
And, higher altitude, no trees, which means that the highest thing around is actually me, which makes me the lightning rod. And so that led to a fast run down to get back into some trees and had three different lightning strikes that were all close enough that my hair actually did stand up.
Wow. Now, you know that Jeff, you know that Chuck has got an absolutely perfect way of avoiding strikes from lightning, don't you?
He sends me out first.
No, in his golf bag, he's got a one iron. And when it starts to thunder and lightning, he's got a one iron. He holds it up in the air and he's safe because not even God can hit a one iron.
Is that some sort of golf Chuck Norris joke?
No, it's a golf joke. Chuck Norris. It's a Chuck Joyner. Are you looking at the screen? No, are those lenses that you've got in just opaque?
Yeah.
Right.
I've just got a little hole so I can see through badly.
Who said that? Next to Jeff, Patrice.
Hi.
Mate, how's things? Many of you may not know, but Patrice is actually an honorary member of my family. He is a ranking. Really? So the last few weeks we've been doing the BTN quiz. If you want to join in, you've just got to send me an email to britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. And Patrice has been on the ranking team, and we've had a win and a second place.
Yeah, we've been pretty good, actually.
Without that really Katie Mellew and 9 million bicycles, mate, we'd have been a few million off.
True. That was actually true, yeah.
How you doing, bud?
It's been fun.
How are you doing?
Doing okay. This week was a little bit challenging. I don't know. I was just tired, I think, last 2 days.
Yes, you mate.
So I actually napped like right before the show for like 20 minutes.
I've had a couple of tiring days for stress levels anyway. And I came back today from running around doing stuff ready for this weekend. And I went into onto the deck and I said, I've got grumbly guts, to Sharon. And she went, well, just lie down and see if that kind of levels it all out. And I'm like, okay. So I laid down on the deck with my arms apart. 25 minutes gone. Just and she went, yep. I wish I could sleep like that. Come out on the deck, I'll show you. I'll give you an instruction.
Somebody has touched his switch.
It's the best thing you can do. Nice 25-minute nap.
Yeah, no, I think you should sleep when you need it. All this stuff about, nap in the afternoon's a route to an early death. Rubbish. It's a route to waking up a bit later than normal.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. They say living in the Mediterranean, you live longer. And they're the ones who have an afternoon nap with siestas.
Who are?
With a glass of wine.
With a glass. Well, that's why they're sleeping as well, yeah.
I used to sleep on vans and I'd learn to sleep anywhere.
Oh, I could sleep anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit known in my family. It's a bit of a family joke.
On a 1 in 10, I could sleep on the little basket where they put where you're supposed to put the helmets and that. I just slept on the heavens.
You'd never bloody fit now.
I think pot kettle, eh?
Ooh. Yes. You two, get a room. Next to Patrice, Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
I was on the cusp of calling you Jeff there. I've got no idea why.
Yeah.
Because I know who you are.
You've got quite a crew here today. I think they're all crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
We tend to attract that, unfortunately. Are you good, mate? Have you played golf?
I have, yes.
With the one iron.
Got out last weekend. Stayed away from everybody, which, you know, the best way to stay away from everybody on a golf course is to hit it right down the middle of the fairway. Nobody ever hits the middle of the fairway.
No, I do play with a guy, the nutritionist that helped me lose my weight, and he tends to push it a bit right and I tend to tug it a bit left. So we can kind of meet up again on the green.
Yep. should we try to explain what a one iron is or just let it go?
Well, a one iron is so flat that not even God can hit one straight. So there you go.
Yeah.
The more lofty the club is, the more it goes up and it doesn't go sideways. But the more flat it is, the less it goes up and the more it goes sideways. That's about it, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty much. It is a tough club to hit. But it's, now, when you hit it, it feels so good.
I'm playing in a golf day on Wednesday.
Great.
Yeah. First game of golf in God knows how long, probably September last year. No. So it could go anywhere. They said how many shots do you want? 18? Give me 18. I can cope with 18. And he said, do you really, because didn't you used to have a low handicap? I said, yeah, I used to play a 4. He said, why do you want 18? I said, because I can't chip anymore. I've just got the yips. I cannot chip. So if I hit the greens, you're all dead. I played a game with a guy the other week and I shot 10 over on the front nine. Well, not the other week. It was probably the game in September, actually. I shot 10 over on the front nine and then I shot 3 under on the back nine. So it's a game of 2 hours, without a doubt.
It's like tennis at the moment. All I hear is wah, 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 wah. I don't understand the scoring. I know you've got to get a ball into a hole in a certain number of shots, and then you get birdies and eagles.
There you go. You're a golfer. And if you learn to, swear profusely around that, you're absolutely a golfer.
I come from Swansea, of course. I can bloody swear.
Exactly.
And it's a Scottish game, so it's swearing.
Chuck really doesn't swear. Yep. Chuck doesn't swear.
Only to myself.
Chuck's got a little. Chuck's got a little doll of the greenkeeper that he shoves pins in. But next to him on the line five that we're about to retire because now Callan's been on it once. It has to be. Those of you that are Birmingham City fans will get that joke. Callum, how the devil are you, mate?
I'm all right. I'm good. You? You're good?
Yeah, excellent, mate.
Good stuff.
Are you in the office at the minute or are you back at home?
I'm doing it from home still. So we're kind of playing it by ear with when I go back into the cupboard. But shouldn't be too much longer now.
Excellent, mate. We need to talk to you about putting some SSDs on the Mac Minis in the cupboard because they take for bloody ever to start.
All except line five, yeah?
Well, no, that takes forever. The retired line will still fart faster? No, it'll start faster for you. Holy
good.
Crap.
It might also fart faster.
It may fart faster as well. I don't know. England 142 for four for those people that are still not into sport. That winch. The week in Apple, all the stuff that's gone on. There's loads of antitrust. Loads of antitrust stuff around Apple at the moment. But we're going to try and avoid that. There is one negative story that the fanboys are going to get upset at. But never mind. Excuse the background noise. That's them drinking. First story then. SoftBank is about to sell Arm, but Apple's not interested.
Hmm.
That sounds like a Cards Against Humanity card, doesn't it?
Yeah.
SoftBank may be selling blank, but Apple isn't interested. And there's a Harry Potter penis joke in there or something like that that fills it. But so SoftBank selling Arm, Apple's not interested. Discuss, why is Apple not thinking about... Because I know they've got a well-developed chip and it's in good state, but surely there's got to be some stuff in Arm for patents or for tech or for ideas for the future or that kind of stuff or some engineers that would really be worth having.
I mean, the thing that I'd probably think straight off the bat would be kind of Apple's got enough on. You know, the kind of, from what I've looked at, they've got an awful lot going on. I know we mentioned last week they're not even talking about things like the HomePod and stuff anymore. I think it's probably just them focusing on themselves for a bit rather than kind of, you know, adding another feather to their bow and, you know, maybe not giving it the justice it deserves.
Do you think is there a possibility Arm might be a bit overpriced as well?
I don't think that would worry Apple, but possibly.
Well, it would worry Apple. It absolutely would worry Apple. If they're saying, right, okay, Arm's worth $16 billion and they're, you know, SoftBank are going to say, sorry, mate, 125, Apple are going to say no.
Yeah, but I also think if Apple want it, they'd probably get it. I think it's probably more of a kind of time thing.
Yeah, they could be just sweating them out a little bit. I mean, and again, where they are with their own, chip creation and stuff like that, like how much nod do they still owe to like Acorn, you know, the OG ARM people? How much, you know, tech or patents from the risk situation isn't already gone, right? I mean, yeah, like what patents would they still have because they weren't producing stuff like at the way that Apple recreated it since they bought what they bought from, what was it, SMT, or I forgot the original company that they got them started on this trick. But yeah, it's just a question of what's in that portfolio that's still of any value and do they need it? Because like, you know, Cal said, they're probably fully well on, you know, we've been at this since iPhone, whatever, and then now we're getting ready to go full Apple Silicon, so like they would have paid for what they need to pay for already, and maybe they're not even having any licensed stuff left, otherwise they would buy it, and then would you save more money buying it or paying the license?
I mean they've hired everybody that they need, that they needed. Like, I mean, they've hired, like, either bought entire companies or hired people off, like a lot of, like, I think even Intel and a couple other companies, they've hired like high value people off other companies. They have the money to do so, So I don't think there's anything left probably in ARM that they're interested in. I mean, they have the license. ARM has to license it to them, like, under the same terms. So I have a feeling that Apple just doesn't want to get into that business, having to license something to someone else. Because if they did that, they would have to.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Because they're getting the they've got to be tagged into a very long term license agreement though with them. Because if they're embarking on their own chips based on patents and technology that's come through from ARM, the last thing they can possibly do is say, "Well, you've only got 3 years left on this," and then switch over heavily to Mac and then it drop out. But do they want the admin that goes along with licenses?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that is basically what is probably left in the ARM company, like all the patents and some deals.
Oh, switch it on mute.
Sorry, guys. I had no idea. That was the having said that, that was the curry house.
You should probably take it then. You don't want to miss a kismet curry.
With hindsight, I probably should have taken that.
Actually, Callum, why aren't you there? Yeah, Muppet. It's only across the road.
I've retired, I told you.
Jesus.
You've retired your stomach as well. From a curries.
Yeah, I'm nearly 22 years old, so I've retired.
We'll buy you tonight, actually, mate. We'll buy you whatever is 22 on the menu. And if you turn up, you turn up. If you don't, you don't.
Oh, what if it's like blood fire hot curry?
I'm confused.
But yeah, I'm hoping it's a vindaloo.
That'd be awesome.
Foul.
There's no foul. They've only got a vindaloo, and I can manage a vindaloo.
I'm sure they'll do a thal if you ask for one.
To make you guys feel better, I actually had curry last night.
Oh, right, okay. An authentic Hawaiian curry.
No, came with pineapple. Please. Jesus.
Did it have pineapple in it?
Yeah, but so what was the curry, Doc? What's the name of the curry?
I got vegetable korma.
Korma's not a curry.
Dal sambal.
Mate, I got some strawberry jam at home that's chillier than that.
Korma's not curry.
I like a korma.
It's cream.
No, if they can get it to
korma,
it.
Not a curry.
I understand that, but I'm just
telling you that. Never mind.
No, you see, you should know better than coming on a British podcast and dropping out your Indian curry knowledge.
I'm just telling you what's on the effing menu, and that's what I bought.
Oh.
We're in the city that invented the Balti.
No, we're not. That was London.
No, it was Birmingham.
No, it was London. I think it was London. No, it was Chicken Tikka Masala was invented in London. Sorry. It was
I thought that was Glasgow.
Right. No, you're right.
I am.
No, the Chicken Tikka was invented in Scotland.
Wembley in London, yeah. No, it's okay. Well, the thing is, we talk knowledge about curries, but they're nothing like Indian food.
No, so it's very anglicised.
There is nowhere in the world you can get an authentic Indian dish other than...
an Indian house.
India, yeah. Because all the stuff that's cooked in Indian... restaurants around the world or curry houses around the world is pandered to the local palate.
Yeah, you go to a proper Indian house and your arse will be hanging the next day.
No, not necessarily. So it's things like biryani, right? I mean, those of you that are here for the Mac News, just hold on a second.
I had biryani last night.
So was there a sauce in the biryani?
No.
All right, now that's close, because a proper biryani doesn't have a sauce, but everywhere you go in England, if you ask for biryani from the curry house, you will get...
A sauce with it,
and it doesn't have a sauce normally. So,
They have a vegetable curry.
Richard, do you remember Richard Harkness?
Yeah.
Okay, Verinda, his wife, who won the card cutting championships a couple of years ago. We're going to have the card cutting championships this year. She did us an authentic biryani, and I was gobsmacked when I heard it. It was lovely, absolutely lovely, but it was nothing like I was expecting. So.
Yeah. It's also like a lot of people think curries are like a certain like a sauce, but they're dry curries that have no sauce at all.
Mm. Yeah, lots of dry curries.
It's the spicing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Foodie Fash Black. The panel show.
You know, I feel like I've been missing out on because all of the curry places that I go, I am now learning I am not getting proper real curry.
Oh, no. There is, if you said, I would love to eat an authentic Indian curry, then you're going to have to buy a plane ticket. That is the only way. I mean, you can go to places
If you get down to Denver and you go to the Embassy Suites at downtown and that place is pretty good. It's right across from a big Target there. It's really good. I was like, wow, this is really good. Curry in Denver. It was mind-blowing.
I know exactly where you're talking about. I had no idea that there was curry right there. Okay.
Yeah, but it's really curry. I think the place actually is named Roti Roti, named after the bread.
But it's curried mountain lion where they are, though. That's all.
I was going to say that.
That'd be
better. That's way better than the curried raccoon.
That's the thing is, right, you're sitting thinking, right, now there's more people around in Boulder. The mountain lions have gone back to the mountains. No. They saw a few of them with the curry house catching them. And
you shouldn't joke about that, because when I was on duty one day, there was a
hang on, this is Muller's story. This is not part of the network. Any liability in this is no part of mine.
There's a couple of what you call slaughterhouses, you know, the Indian Muslim slaughterhouses that obviously chopped the neck. And one sheik managed to get away, and he made a bolt for the main road. And it's quite a wide Belgrade Middleway.
It's a good wide road.
It bolted across there into the middle of the, should we say, an area that's got a heavily Asian area. And a couple of the officers went there. I sent PC Shepherd.
Are you having a laugh?
I did.
You actually had a PC Shepherd.
Yeah, and I sent him as well, because I was in control. And I sent PC Shepherd, and they went across there.
Did you have a PC Welsh Collie as well?
No, unfortunately. I did send some...
Germans can do that.
Anyway, they all went across there, and they never found him. And they never found that sheep.
What, PC Shepherd? He went missing.
So what you're saying is that they cooked and ate PC Shepherd.
I don't remember that on the news.
Now, if it was in Wales and they never saw the sheep again, that I can understand.
PC Shepherd and the sheep eloped in Wales.
I thought you were going to come up with a kitten tikka joke there.
No.
Kitten tikka.
This is actually true. This is actually true. I've got another funny one as well, but I won't say it
tonight. No, let's not.
Let's save that for another day.
Let's save that for another court case.
Let's save that for Mac.
Why are we here?
We were on about ARM and Apple not buying them.
Apple aren't buying. Well, that's the end of that story then. Anyone got anything to add? No? Apple looking to increase their acquisition of Blockbuster Movies for Apple TV Plus following the success of Greyhound.
One film a successful studio do not make.
No, absolutely. Well, I got now. Actually, to be fair, we've got a room in the Slack room called Shite or Not.
Yes.
And it is where people review what they're reading, movies, anything that's entertainment based, and say whether it's shite or not. And quite a lot of the reviews that were given were that Greyhound was shite. now I grant you, it's not the most scintillating movie. But I didn't think it was shite. I thought there was some good bits, and there was a bit of cat and mouse with the submarine, which was quite enjoyable. And in terms of naval warfare and how you deal with the strategy in our warfare, I learned quite a lot.
But it's Hollywood. Do not believe it.
I think that actually the way that he turned the boat and stuff to avoid the... I think there was probably a lot of factor. Oh, you should. We'll watch it this weekend. It can be the Bash compulsory movie.
I watched it today.
No, but I think the way that they avoid some of the torpedoes and stuff like that, and the way they attack the boats, I think that's probably fairly accurate. But it's not a great movie, and it lacks... you look at Hacksaw Ridge, it's a compelling movie because it's based on reality, and it's a truthful film. Oh, you should.
I think the last film Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, but you see, that's not real. That's definitely not real.
No, a Russian played with a Scottish accent.
Exactly. So, but the thing is, Hacksaw Ridge has a real good depth to it because it's a true story.
It's a submarine depth.
About an amazing guy. Whereas Greyhound is kind of like, it starts out like you think it's going to be a true story, and then at the end you realise it isn't. And the opening scene with Elizabeth Shue and him in the train station, I'm like, what on earth? What's that for then? Because it doesn't add to the story at all. Apart from the fact that's where he gets his slippers. And I'm not giving anything away there. Trust me. But it's not... When I saw this and saw Blockbuster Movie on it, I'm like...
I was thinking of the video store.
Yeah. I mean, the definition of blockbuster has changed to some extent.
Because no one queues up to go to the cinema anymore.
Well, that, and I mean, there's simply more content and more streaming out there. I mean, what, like, you can see that in the, like, if you look at, like, very successful TV shows from, let's say, the early 2000s, they have, like, a bad episode of a bad show back then would be, like, the numbers that was getting would be considered, like, a smashing success today, simply because there is more content available and people are watching more diverse things. And from what I've read about Greyhound is it was, like, according to rumors and sources, like, Apple isn't saying anything official, it was a success on the level of a summer movie theater release. And
right.
I think that is good. I mean, is it as good as probably the best show or the best movie Netflix has had?
But
probably
which
not.
You, well, no, Summer, because some hit and some don't.
Well, hang on. No, look, how many people on the panel and in the room have got Apple TV Plus?
Yep.
Okay, yep. So that...
Everybody, we all bought phones last year, so we all got it free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Callum, you?
I don't have it.
Still no. Right, okay. We need to buy it for you so that you can actually join in this conversation. Right, how many people watched it but wouldn't have watched it if they hadn't got the subscription? If it had come on as a movie to buy, would you have bought it?
No.
So that's
probably not.
Any Greyhound?
Yeah. Would you have paid $13.99 for that movie?
I probably would have thought it was about a bus trip.
Because it would have gone to the cinema, it would have got 5 on Rotten Tomatoes, and you'd have gone, no, I'm not going to watch that.
Or Dogging.
No,
sorry, Dog Racing. Dogging and Dog Racing are two different things.
I mean, the thing is, and the production values, this is where I'm going to really gush about it. The production values in this, I actually stood there for a while watching this film and thought to myself, that looks like they're actually at sea. That looks like they are in the middle of the Pacific. The green screen on it is unbelievable. It is absolutely stunning. The colour grading on it, the use of the wind machine, etc., to make it look like it.
Or did they use the parking lot that they used for Titanic?
No, it is unreal. It is absolutely unreal good. And I don't think they filmed a stretch of it at all at sea. But it is just beautifully done. The only thing that looks a little bit kludgy is at the opening scene where the Catalina is flying over the fleet. You can just see on the Catalina wings that they haven't done it properly. But the rest of it is flawless. I was totally sucked into it. But it just lacked that kind of... You haven't hooked me with the story, you know?
Rhythm to a film.
Yeah.
Was it all flat or was there highs and lows?
Sorry, go on, Patrice.
It is a movie for a certain audience. I mean, I'm not into the Second World War, First World War, like that era movies, like about heroes, whatever. That's not my type of movie, so I'm not interested in it.
I guess
but
not.
A lot of people are. By the way, I don't double check. It has 79% on Rotten Tomatoes currently.
Patrice,
oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Can I actually ask Patrice a serious question here?
What?
In Germany, do they actually make films about the Second World War?
Have you not seen Downfall?
Have you seen U-572, or whatever it's called?
I know Das Boot and stuff like that, but that was...
Yeah, Das Boot, Downfall. U-571 is the Matthew McConaughey movie, mate. I'm pretty sure I wasn't watching the version that was dubbed in English, because he actually spoke German through it.
I was just wondering that. It's the sort of thing that I've always got, whether they make films about it, to sort of... Because there was heroes and villains on both sides.
Not as much, I'm going to say, not as much as Americans. Like, Hollywood has an obsession with...
Yeah, but America won the entire war themselves. Yeah. John Bon Jovi got the Enigma machine.
No, but there are movies, there are TV shows, but it's not like a massive thing.
Yeah, you also got to remember when those guys came back and they were trying to rebuild the economy and the Hollywood thing was just starting to pop. What happened is a lot of studio executives were retired servicemen. They were retired officers, and they were given, some of these guys were given these jobs just pure out of, I wouldn't call it altruism, but out of patriotism, whatever.
And
the patriotism
brother
bandmanship
being in the forces.
So when you put a cat lover in charge of a channel and all of the movies are about cats, that's what's going to happen. And so that's why we had that period of time post-war where it did seem like every other movie that came out of Hollywood was like that, you know? And then same thing, once they figured out they can make money on John Wayne movies, we went through this crazy like Western thing forever and ever and ever. You barely see a Western movie now because that's just not glorified anymore. I mean, every once in a while, Clint Eastwood would dust one off and put one out. But the last big Western in the U.S. was about two gay cowboys in the mountain, which, you know, was an eye-opener to people here, and it caused a lot of flack. But, I mean, just that Western genre itself is no longer what it used to be. And so it says Hollywood got a hard on for, you know, the war movie post-war because a lot of those guys were put in a position.
Unforgiven got an Oscar.
Yes, that was the one was directed by Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yeah. Which is what Doc said, yeah.
I stayed in the hotel.
You guys listen to what I say? I've just said
which is what Doc said. My God.
I know you did. I was talking to
Mate, I've had an entire week of that type of conversation with my father. I ain't having any more. Bob Peach has put, my main criticism of it was that it was one-dimensional in nature. It lacked backstory and the context to make it more a rounded film. Totally agree, Bob. And he said, yes, the scene at the beginning was completely irrelevant. So, yes, totally.
I have a hypothesis on that opening scene.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Because I agree, it was completely out of place for the movie.
Great.
But it does two things. First, it establishes this humanity for Tom Hanks' character and shows that he's more than just this naval captain. The other thing it does is it actually adds a female character to the movie, because otherwise there are literally no women in the movie at all.
But as a female, if it was on a submarine, I could get, I'm intelligent, I'd figure that out. And Tom Hanks is such a good actor, they wouldn't need a thing to set him up to show his emotional thing, because he'd be able, with a good script, he'd be able to bring it across. I thought
American movies always do that, though, and it's super irritating. Even in our shows where they put an unnecessary love element in something that doesn't need to be there, like a highfalutin cop show or whatever, they always do that.
Yeah, no, but that makes a difference,
some focus group people tell them to do that. And even Karen gets irritated when they do that. She's like, I know they stuck it in there to think it was attacking girl audience. All it did was distract from the person that just got murdered.
All I have to say is, Last Jedi, there was no need for that.
The thing I would say, right, is that if you look at Le Mans, which was made by old Steve McQueen, and it was, if you're a racehead, you absolutely love it, but the general population hated it, and the original director, him and McQueen fell out, and he left the project because he kept saying there has to be a love interest or people won't go and see it, and lo and behold, people didn't go and see it. Sorry about that. That was a curious again. I'm going to answer the next one. People didn't go and see it. And here's my theory, right, on the Elizabeth Shue thing. That scene was totally about, you better come back or you're not getting this. Because I'd totally want to steer away from a U-boat to go marry Elizabeth Shue, even now. Elizabeth Shue,
she
makes a massive part of my childhood. Fantasies.
I was just saying, I don't want to know about your massive part.
She might be. Is she younger than me?
No, she must be, because Adventure's a babysitting. You're not that much older than me. She's about your age, actually, I'd say.
No.
Dude!
I don't think so.
So you're basically saying she'd be a shoo-in?
If only we had technology to figure this out.
I just want to clarify, she's a fine actress. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not objectifying her. But
she's 56.
Hot. She's gorgeous. She's 56.
She's older than us.
Okay, she can go for a younger man.
Yeah, she's younger than me.
Yeah, she's 56 years old. October 6, 1963.
I may have a tough conversation with the wife, but...
Do you have a hall pass?
I've got a celebrity shag.
She's on your hall pass.
Yeah, it's a hall pass.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've got a celebrity shag. Show Sharon, by the way.
Know who that is.
Who's that?
Oh, what's his name? Remember, was in that film... wasn't he in not Lady Gaga, La La Land?
Oh, no. So me and Sharon set our celebrity shags when we were first married years ago. And she said, I'm having Rupert Everett. And that's... And I was like, fine. No problem at all, darling. You go for it. And she said, who's yours then? I went, Philippa Forrester. And she went, who? I said, Philippa Forrester, the girl off Tomorrow's World.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brains and beauty.
Exactly. That was my point. If you're watching, I wasn't objectifying you. I'm sorry. About a week later, she said, where are you next week? I said, I'm working at the BBC again. And she went, oh, right, okay. And she went quiet. And then she, is that where they film Tomorrow's World? Yep. Are they filming it at the moment? Yep. Will Philippa Forrester be there? Yep.
Will she have a look at Ewan?
Nope.
Yep. And go, bleh.
Oh, I was a lot better looking then, but...
See, now I can't get his celebrity shag out of him. He won't tell me.
Who's Mr. B's celebrity shag?
He won't tell me.
He won't tell you?
No.
Oh, you can't get your pass stamped. It's an illegal shag unless you've got it actually registered.
He knows who mine is.
Registered.
Well, I've got two. Technically, we have Jeff.
You can't have two if you're not giving him one.
Eagleston.
You go to www.illegalshag.com, you fill out your details there, and then you get a confirmation email. Just to confirm.
Right,
your
right.
Shag
please
is,
do not go to www.illegalshag. Your various security agencies will be knocking on your door.
Oh, yeah, of course. Illicit shag, then we go. That's a better one.
Hall pal shag.
Which show are we doing today? I'm lost.
Tomorrow's shag.
Shag show.
I bet everyone's hoping that Patrice is doing next week's show.
Yeah, the studio's booked next week on Friday, so Patrice has got to do the show. I haven't told him yet, though.
once we get me an imminent, that'll be it.
Who's giving her alcohol? Jesus. iOS 14's new AirPod feature features spatial audio, better automatic device switching, battery notifications, and more. Oh, Muller, I've got to edit now. 36 minutes. Are the AirPods, the new ones, are they really that good? Is the spatial stuff real, or is it just...
Yes, they're good.
What do they mean by spatial stuff? Like, if you're listening to an album, it feels like the guitar's going from your left ear to your right ear.
It's not just...
No, that's not spatial.
Pipe panning is an old cheap trick.
That's
However, you can hear that, say, they were supposed to be on a wide stage and say that the guitarist was supposed to be in, say, like the front left, but then the other guitarist or the bassist was in a little bit further back and right, you would be able to pick that up as opposed to just, you know, panning the sound left and right ear.
So it's
like
a depth perception for your ears.
Yeah, no, you get, it's behind you and in front of you, not just left and right.
So surround sound for your ear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's even more than that. If you move your head around, it adapts, so the people stay in a spatial position. So what you would experience when you're like at a concert or something and you like move around is exactly what you would experience when you listen.
I'm going to get emails now saying that I'm a tech idiot and I don't know anything. And I'll go back to the one, because someone wrote that actually.
You always get those.
You have to explain to me, because when it comes to this sort of thing...
If you're asking what a tech idiot is, I'll demonstrate.
You have to explain things to me in a numpty, and I did stage management, but I was useless at sound.
So here you go. Here's my AirPods. They're in my pocket. They're constantly charged up. There's a green light, see? And I love them to bits. And for me to buy a new pair... I'm kind of like, well, I've got to feel like I'm really getting shed loads more for the amount of money that they're charging for the new ones. But it does sound like there is shed loads more. And I knew they got a load of these features, but there was a bit of me on the inside that was like, yeah, I worry about dumping these, buying the new ones, and it's not what I expect. It's not the nirvana of what you guys are talking about.
The thing is, I wouldn't be willing to pay because I'm not an audiophile and my hearing's a bit... So I don't think I get the full...
Mm. If you already have them, I'm not sure it's really necessary to buy new ones.
Oh, right, okay.
They're good, especially the pros. They're really good, like the noise cancellation and so on. That is really good. But I don't think you have to buy, you have to buy new ones if the old ones work.
But it's probably more
and
if you don't
rumorily, I don't know what the proper word is, knowing that we might see a new set, say, mid-tier next year, if that set you have in your pocket will hold out until March, April mm-hmm. next year, where they're going to be second-gen pros, then wait for the second-gen pros and then get it all, yep. you know, when it's not like, you know, unnecessarily dumping money. And I love mine. I love mine absolutely. But as far as doing shows and stuff like that, you know, nothing tops these $20 in-ear monitors. You know, they don't really have that spatial stuff, but it's good for this, what we're doing right now. So, yeah, I mean, they're much better options as far as just headpieces go. But, you know, overall daily driver wearing pods, AirPod Pros, I love them.
So do these new old slinging old dancer ones look any different from the old pair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Shorter,
okay.
And fatter.
So it's going to be a case
of...
Well,
they got, spongy rubber things on them as well.
What's, but can you see that in the ear,
shorter,
the earbuds?
Shorter, curved, and then they have the tips.
So really, the only way you'd really, really want a pair is if you want to show off that you've bought a latest pair. Oh, God, I'm so cynical,
isn't I? No. I mean, people buy them because the tech's better. That's definitely the case, and I would buy them because they're better, but I wouldn't, at the moment, I'm just kind of like...
Yeah, but you're thinking about getting a pair. You're not going to go, oh, my God, I must have them.
No, some people do, but
some people do.
I've got the closed cup that were fitted to my ear that they fit inside, so I get noise cancellation from that. I mean, it's completely silent when I use it, and I get a lot more bass from it as well when I do that, which is lovely. I at the moment I'm quite happy using my my current ones.
I mean, you know, the best feature that it's still not. I mean, everyone uses it probably and don't really talk about it, but honestly, the best feature of the Pros is definitely transparency mode. And I know that recently the new Sony headphones and I believe a new set of Beats, a couple of other things that have come out recently have added things like transparency mode. Even the new Samsungs have a transparency mode. But that's the best thing. And it's like if you're in noise canceling mode, you're doing your thing, and then, you know, somebody starts yelling at you trying to get your attention, you just give it a little squeeze and you can hear, you know, what they're saying quite clearly, actually. Or if you just have to be like in the office, you need to be on point at all times, you can still listen to what you're listening to, but then have your ambient outside noise as well that you can hear. So I think that feature is probably
new technology.
The best thing.
Like other example is your walk. Like I use it a lot when I'm walking outside on the streets. Like I don't want to have full noise cancellation on, like when you're walking outside, like you don't want to get hit or something. But you still want to hear like the important things, but not have all the like low level background noise. And that's what transparency is really good at.
I can actually see the point with that, with Doc said, working in an office and that sort of, and being aware of things around you. So I can actually see the transparency. I did have to ask somebody what transparency meant. So, like I said,
it was really good too. Is like Karen has the old ones. And then I have the new ones. And so she's used to not being able to hear somebody's talking, but I'll be in transparency mode and she'll say something about taking out the rubbish or whatever. And I just keep doing what I'm doing. And then she goes, oh, he has his headphones. And so she thinks I can't hear.
No, that's just a bloke thing.
Men have transparency mode automatically.
Yep. You just blew it, Doc. You just told your...
I knew it. I'm married to Mr. B.
I've got a set of earmuffs they're active, so you stick a battery in them and you can tune in so that you can fire a shotgun and you get none of the noise blowback from that, but if someone talks to you, you can hear it. So you can attenuate other frequencies and let 4K through and 2K through for voices and that.
I was just thinking, is that something to do with frequency modulation?
Yeah, but that's
modulation.
They've done that for years.
Is that the Herman Miller tactical headphones?
Herman Miller make chairs, don't they?
No, but I think that's what they're called, if I remember correctly. No, because I have a pair of that too.
All right.
They're made by 3M, but maybe it's not Herman Miller.
These were under £30, so I guarantee they're not Herman Miller.
Yeah, mine was $35. I forget what it's called. But yeah, they're tactical headphones, and that's what they're for.
Muller's typed really in the chat room because he's too scared to say it out loud. That wench, when you work in an office, everyone would need noise cancellation.
It's true. It is true. I'll put my hand up to that.
Chuck, have you muted yourself?
No, he just can't get a word in edge.
Shut up, woman.
She wants to confiscate the microphone.
You're here, your audience then this week, Chuck.
Yeah, apparently so. but I didn't have to pay to get in, so I'm enjoying this.
Oh, you're paying with your soul.
Oh, wow.
Man. Sorry, Ewan, it's Howard Light. Howard Light, not Herman Miller. Where am I?
Howard Light make hearing protection. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what it is. I say Herman Miller. I am sitting in a Herman Miller chair, though.
Yeah, there's an antitrust story that we could talk about, but I really just can't be asked.
No, boring.
Boring, moving on. There's no other stories. This podcast, we've got to be in the Curry House at 6 o'clock. And the Curry House has already rung me to probably say I can't fit you in, which then we've got real problems.
Takeaway.
There could be a riot. This podcast, Nullity, is brought to you by TSO Host. Thank you so much for their support. Please get yourself out on the socials. Thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. We need them desperate. We need them desperately to keep the space that we've got and all that kind of stuff going on. We had someone again this week tweeted out that they'd swapped all of their services over to TSO Host and how happy they were, how good the service was, how the sales support was getting them over. And it's brilliant, and they're awesome. So get yourself over there. If you buy anything off them, then use the offer code BTN20. And if it's hosting-related stuff, then you can get 20% off your basket. Look after them, please, because they look after us. And also, iMen Max do as well. We're going to get iMen Max to stick some SSDs, only small ones, into the Mac Mini so that they run a bit faster. But they're brilliant. They're based here in Birmingham. They're a group of people that if you have anything with an Apple logo on it, then they will fix it for you. No problem at all. If you're saying it's a legacy device and it's gone beyond the 5 years and Apple won't touch it, fear not, these guys will. They'll solder boards. They'll do absolutely everything that Apple won't do to fix and rectify your problem. Data recovery, all that kind of stuff as well as. We're going to do some little videos with them of them fixing some of my old Apple techs and my PowerBook. The hi-fi speaker that Muller dropped over, that kind of stuff, and my 3GS. So look out for those, and we'll get them posted. Callum, every week we ask you, have you got a machine of the week? Is there anything going on this week?
Yes, so we've got, again, another batch of 21.5-inch iMacs in. So they're retailing with us, I believe, for around the $650 mark.
Oh, good.
We've got a couple that are preloaded with SSDs as well, so saves you coming back and getting an upgrade at a later time. So everything's on our website. You get 5% off if you listen to the show. And I just want to say thank you as well. We've had three or four bookings through the network this week, which always very, very, very grateful for. So and also Righty's booked his iPad in. So.
Oh, Righty's. Yeah. What's he been doing to it?
I haven't got it yet. I'll let you know.
Did you ever get greenies?
Just watch out for the image of his sister on it, mate. That's all you've got to watch out.
That's also his mother.
No. What?
Oh.
Not greenie. I'm on about Righty Norfolk.
Oh. No, I know. Never mind. Wrong. You're never coming again.
No, we never got
greenies.
We never got greenies in. I have been helping this week with a software problem, but I will actually ask him to get it over to us, because I'm actually quite intrigued to see it. Now you've mentioned it again.
Yeah, no. Great. Greenie's great. He's coming to the curry tonight, allegedly. I haven't heard from him. I thought he was going to be here for this.
Allegedly.
He does got allegedly. The right weekend, doesn't he?
Well, he's at your hotel. You're bringing him tomorrow, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did offer him a lift. I did say.
Yeah, no, so we're off and running. Right. The other thing to talk about is actually next week, and I'm not going to be here, so Patrice is perhaps going to have to pick this one up, but the studio is being used on Friday for a webinar, so I can't physically do the shows, so Patrice is going to pick up next Friday, but we have got setup coming along now. I don't know whether they're going to come Friday or whether we're going to try and move the show to Thursday or what. I don't know. But setup will be here. They're going to tell us about Teams for setup, which is a new feature that they've got. It's currently in beta. And we love setup. All the stuff that we pick and all that kind of stuff. They're going to be around the network for a while. So I'm not sure what we're going to do with them in terms of linking up and promotions and that kind of stuff. We're just going to see how it goes for the next few weeks. But there's a couple of people going to come on and be part of the panel and have an opinion and join in the conversations and then tell us a bit about the cool stuff that's coming with setup. So if you're a setup subscriber, then you're going to want to listen because it will be really cool. Right, time for the cool thing. Doc, kick us off, bud.
Okay, this was going to sound weird. And it's weird to me, but I've done it a lot recently and kind of been blowing my own mind. If this makes any sense,
we all do it. We reach a certain age, and it's just a thing we all do.
You got to do. You want to do it for me?
No, he was taking the piss out of you. Sure. He wasn't trying to help you.
Oh.
All right. I just need to check. Okay. You gotta check these things. Anyway, so it turns out that Keynote, the standard app that comes with your Mac, is actually a pretty decent like overlay creator for your Final Cut, your iMovies, your Adobe Premieres, your Rush, whatever. So I've been doing a lot of training and tutorials and stuff using Ecamm, right? It's my my little program that I use for running my live streams. Just think of it as like OBS Studio without the headache. And I've been doing a lot of training and teaching people how to do stuff. And everyone's like, well, I want to do fancy overlays and things like that, but I don't want to pay for Final Cut. And I'm like, well, you could do Final Cut in 90 days for free or whatever. And they go, well, the learning curve and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, people go into a little, you know, ills or whatever about it. So I said, let me go and check if you can create anything cool with Keynote because it has Magic Move, which is designed for doing presentations. And you sat at someone doing a presentation and they have absolutely obnoxious animations all over the place. Well, it turns out in Keynote, you can actually export those as Apple ProRes 4444. That's the key because the last four is alpha. I don't have to explain that to you, but maybe to Badwinch. Anyway,
so I told you can about
do
this.
Some really cool things. Like if I slap this transition on right here and let it play, like you could actually do an alpha animated like transition or something like that and throw it into the middle of your scene. And that was completely created in Keynote. And I was like pretty mind blown by the type of things that you could actually do with animations of Keynote and then save them out as an Apple ProRes file and then be able to use them in your presentations. This comes in really handy if you're an iMovie user because there is no other way to add like a third party nice, you know, like transition creator, like the stuff you would get from FX Factory for us Final Cut people. So if you are making your home movies and you're trying to keep it cheap, or even if you're a LumaForge person and you're LumaFusion, sorry, and you're doing it on your iPad and you want to have some like highfalutin animations and stuff like that, do not sleep on what you can create in Keynote and save it as Apple ProRes file and bring it in. And the best part about it is Keynote costs absolutely nil.
I told you.
Is that what you guys call it?
I was about a year ago I picked that and I told you about it. You've missed one thing, really? Though, Doc. Yeah, you've missed one thing, though. You can't do the 444 export unless you've got compressor as well. You've got to have...
I don't have compressor at all.
You've got to... I'm sure you've still got to have compressor.
Brother, you do not. I don't have compressor at all. I can do it right now because I can show you my screen.
I'm going to blow your mind because I did a film for Govia Thameslink Rail last year. And I'm going to show you the opening animation, and all of it was done in Keynote. And you're going to go, no. I'm going to post you a link. And then at the end of this section, you're going to go, Ewan, you are a god. Well, you might not.
I'll do cool stuff with maps, like, you know, animating, you know, someone driving up a trail with a map. And you can just hand draw the thing, and it'll figure it out. And it's like, oh, you can do some crazy stuff, but it really comes in handy for lower thirds because that's super easy to do. Anybody can make really cool lower thirds in Keynote, and you know, you can just slap something on like that and just Keynote.
But well, if they've dropped the compressor requirement, that's really cool. But it didn't work until you had compressor for the one when I've got it. So I bought compressor anyway. But
yeah, but obviously you won't be able to really know. But yeah, now you don't need it anymore because I don't use compressor anymore because I started using Adobe Media Encoder.
No, it's not about using it.
It came with, you know.
Yeah, have you got it installed on your machine, though, even though you don't use it?
No, not installed at all. I nuke and pave my machine. It has zero on it other than what I need.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. No, I'll stand corrected, mate. Gladly.
And then plus, you know, I've been teaching this to my Ecamm community, and we're about 10,000 deep, and I know none of those folks have compressor. Because they're, you know, hey, Victor Cahiao is in my thing now. He just randomly popped up, and Mike Rose. And I was like, where the heck did you guys come from? So it's kind of cool. Victor does a really cool show where he plays sax on Sundays. And, man, he's badass.
Well, everyone has sex on Sundays. This is the only day of the week to
sax.
Have it. Oh,
sax.
Sorry, man. No, that animation didn't help either. Right, anyway, Jeff, save us, please. Have a cool thing.
I do, but it's not nearly as cool as that. And had I known Batwench was going to be joining us today, I would have picked something far sexier. So, Batwench, I'm so sorry I just brought a nerd thing.
I can just listen to your voice, and that's just wow, enough for me.
I just don't get that.
Well, what I'm hoping is that someday I'll be able to come back over, and we can create an international incident.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
It's a hell of a booking on the website I mentioned earlier.
Oh, if we were on Zoom, I could have got a breakout room for you two. Shut up and get on with your pick, man.
Oh, right. It's an app for the Mac called GitFox. And it's a Git client. And for the people that understood what I just said, they're like, oh, cool. And everyone else is like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So if you're using Git for your code repository or even if you're just like doing writing and you're storing your what you're writing on Git, having to do everything from the command line just doesn't work for some people. So why not have a graphic interface for managing all of your Git content? And that's what GitFox does. And the reason I'm picking this specific one is because it's also available through SetApp, so you don't have to pay any extra to have a graphic interface tool for managing all of your Git content.
Excellent.
I second that. I think I picked that a couple of months ago.
Really you probably did, and that's probably why I know about it. And
didn't stop Doc.
Yeah. Yep, there we go.
I think you might need to increase the volume on that one.
Only those that are watching high def will notice that one. But that, well played.
I was scratching my face.
Well played, Doc. Well played, man. That's a great scratch. Patrice, what have you got for us, mate?
My cool thing is a podcast from Apple, actually.
You can't pick another podcast on my podcast. That's
yes, I can totally do that. It is a news podcast that Apple just released and that we didn't talk about. And I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I really enjoy Kyle and the BTN news.
Oh, you can pick our podcast. Like that's a different thing, yeah.
Yeah, but this is number two. Like, it's it's like a couple of minutes every day. It's two hosts. It's very high quality. I think they hired it from one of the like big radio networks in the US. I think WYNC, which some people know make really great podcasts in general. And they hired a couple of people from there. And they just talk about like a couple of headlines, like what's happening that day. And then like go a little bit more in depth in like one or two stories, but not too much. I mean, it's like, I think 6 or 7 minutes in total. It's free. It's available in your podcast app. Apple didn't do anything crazy where like it's only available in the podcast app or only available if you have Apple News Plus or Apple, like whatever.
The podcast Apple TV app is Plus. Shy.
I use it. I like it.
No, it's crap.
It's crap.
I like it. Crap. It's crap. As someone who has produced news himself, herself.
But I don't upload to it, so.
it is actually very, very well made, and I really enjoy it. So. That's my cool thing.
Excellent, mate. Good pick. Thank you very much. Chuck, are you okay to speak?
I'm fine.
I feel like you've been nursing a sore throat all day.
This has been educational, I think.
No, it really hasn't.
I think a sore ear, maybe.
I'm gonna sort of follow Doc, but from a different angle. If you do any kind of audio projects, especially, and I'm sorry, I've got a lawnmower right outside the window. Of course, right now it decides.
No, you carry on, mate. There's been crap going on here all day. Plus the curry house ringing me. It's not like we're audiophiles here, is it?
Not like we're professionals.
No, if you're doing any kind of audio projects, podcasting, or even just for your own movies using iMovie or Final Cut or whatever. Audio is one of the big things. And one of the easiest ways to improve your audio is to use the Levelator. Now, the Levelator has been around for a while. It disappeared for a while because it was not being maintained. It's been picked back up by Singular Software. It's in the App Store, and the price is right. It's free. So all you do is take your audio file and export it out, run it through the levelator. It spits out another audio file. You replace the original audio file in your project with that, and you're guaranteed to sound better. It's not going to fix everything. So if you start out bad, you know, it's still going to be not great, but it's going to level out so that my volume is going to equal Ewan's, is going to equal Jeff's, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to sweeten it a little bit, and it's just going to sound better. And so if you haven't tried it, again, it's free in the App Store. Go and get it, and I promise you it will improve your video projects or your audio projects.
Yeah, the levelator.
And your theme game is on point because Jeff picked it 3 weeks ago. So not only did we all
getting his own back.
Oh, sorry, Jeff, but thank you.
It's that good. It's been picked
twice. Thank you for the validation.
No, no. The there's a levelating type program that's from Crumplepop that's a plugin for Final Cut, and I put it in and used it, and it's crap in comparison to Levelator. Absolute crap in comparison. I still bounce out the audio.
Still put my money on Alphonic any day.
Yeah, I still bounce out the audio.
I tried Levelator, the new one, and it's good, but Alphonic is still the move.
Yeah. No, yeah,
Doc, you just hit it. It's the price. I mean, you can pay $90 for Alphonic and have it be incrementally better, but for free, why wouldn't you do this?
You just use Levelator. Because most people don't use it, and they should. So Levelator is awesome.
Mate, you sound like every email I get every week.
What?
People telling me, what? Haven't you heard of Levelator? Because your audio's shite. No, thank you. We pride ourselves on that. I see it. So, you know, like earlier on, we were talking about the Apple, you know, and you get forwards and backwards and that kind of stuff. So the fact that everyone's got a different level in this podcast means that you feel like someone's closer and someone's further away. That's the way I do it.
Okay. It's like we're all on a stage and everyone gets to come to the show and see us.
Yeah, and if you write in and complain, I'll send you a video of me scratching my face. Mm.
We are technically better than AirPods Pro.
No. The word technical in this podcast don't usually coexist in the same sentence. Callum, pick something for Christ's sake.
So my cool thing this week is an app called Max Fan Control. It's not one I've used for probably about 6 or 7 months, to be honest, but I used it again this week because we actually had a 12-inch MacBook
I've got one
with a sensor issue, so it kept saying that it was overheating. And not only can this app allow you to control fans, so if you want to turn it up to make sure your Mac runs a bit cooler because they do tend to run hot because of how they're made, it's really neat because you can see actually all of the sensors inside the machine and what they're reading out to. So it allowed me to track down a sensor issue on a machine and allow me to fix it. But it does have some other neat features for kind of day to day as well, and also it's free, so it's a really handy piece of software. One that I hadn't used for a while, but came in handy again this week.
See, that's where there's a generational issue, because you say I've had a 12-inch MacBook in, and you're thinking new 12-inch MacBook. I'm thinking original 12-inch MacBook. Right. To have one of it at home, which
is that the plastic white.
It's the
round one
that was in Legally Blonde.
Have. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's my favorite Apple product ever.
I love that computer.
That was a great computer.
And here's a bit of trivia for you.
And that's not the one I had.
Did you know that? Do you remember when we used to do this from my home office, and we had a TV next to me, and I actually projected everything onto the TV, and the TV just all it did was have a green screen on it. It was actually the 12-inch MacBook that I had that did the green screen. It did the green on the TV, nice. So that I could then put it in afterwards. And it still works, except can't find the power supply. It's somewhere.
Or the green.
It's somewhere safe.
Can I just say something? I'd quite happily go to Amen Max for a power supply or a recommendation for one, because they did help me out.
They did
for my old... I managed to lose the power supply.
I was just sitting thinking, I hope this is broadcastable in the
report. It is. And bless them, I went there and they helped me out. So I was very happy.
Yeah. We didn't have one, but we did send a link. So
and I was able to.
Mo's not mentioned any of this. I should be putting referrals in for these, and he's not telling me, mate. You've got to take this over and tell me how many referrals I've got to put in.
Oh, well, I've got his app, so I'll have a look.
You should have brought your Mac Mini, Mr. Bachwench.
He's a little git. He's supposed to be telling me so I can get the thank you for the business and all that stuff from it, mate. And he's not told me a bloody thing.
Everything I do with BTM, Mo knows about. I do tell him. Right. I'll make sure because I know.
Clearly.
May I make a suggestion? You tell Ewan.
I say clearly you're telling the wrong person. So send me that list through and I'll batter him with
the referrals
this week. Yeah. Right. Has Muller got a cool thing or not?
Well, I'm gonna pick Docs.
Are you gonna use a microphone or not?
I'm just gonna pick Docs because I haven't got one.
Okay. I have.
Okay.
You. Matt Winch's got a cool thing.
We have a cool thing which I did actually tweet out to Jeff the other week. Well, I tweeted him. Lego. Now it's a Lego set. And it's coming out soon, and it's actually, I don't know.
What is it?
It's,
just say the name and I'll find the webpage.
If you go into...
No, what's it called?
It's Lego Art, A-R-T, Alpha Romeo Tango.
Right, Lego Art sets, yeah.
Yeah, and they currently are going to be bringing out a Warhol one, the Beatles,
oh, yeah,
Iron Man,
yeah.
And
Monroe.
The Sith. So you've got all the...
And Iron Man.
And Iron Man. So, because this is the one I sent to Jeff the other week, being a fellow thing, I actually saw it on another site and I thought, ooh. So it's going to be some very, very cool, and it uses the little studs to build up a picture.
You mean Jeff?
Oh, I want to. Yes. Shall I tell you something? That would be an excellent one. You send in a custom picture. They transfer it, and then you can buy the kit to do your own version.
Well, yeah, but surely you just buy enough colours, and you can...
Yeah, but if you can buy the set off them, they can work out the colours for you. Because otherwise, it's like doing a cross-stitch. It costs more than it probably would.
I think there is a program that you can throw things at it, and it will tell you what it needs for Lego. Because looking at the Warhols, like, I think if you count the grid... You would very much be able to do your own face in a grid like that using halftone dots in Photoshop, and then go buy the appropriate color.
Because they used to do a thing actually on the site where you designed it in their 3D model, and they'd send you the set of all the bits you need.
Would that cost a lot?
It did, darling. I don't think they do it in widescreen.
That's pretty cool, though. Did you see that each of those kits makes like four different images?
Yeah, because I was thinking otherwise
choose the one you want.
But then again, if you want the four war holes, like I think they're meant to be shown, it's going to be.
Yeah, then you have to buy four kits.
Yeah, so, you know, or just go to another bootleg system.
Oh, that wins. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
You're not the first person to have said that, and you're not going to be the last.
No, because they got the Sith version.
Mm-hmm.
Even tonight.
And you can make the Sith version a tall, long of the Darth Lord himself.
Mm-hmm.
My brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see my Black Power Vader back there?
That's true, because Vader was black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
And that just wasn't because he was crispy at the end.
I put the hand up like that so he can be my Black Power Vader. And, oh, I'm buying this. I'm buying this. You guys suck because it's going to cost me like $400.
Do you know my favorite story of Star Wars was that Darth Vader was played by Dave Prowse.
Lovely chap.
And he made the whole film doing all of the audio in a deep Somerset accent. And then they dubbed it with James Earl
Jones. He thought
they
was going to use voice.
He didn't know until afterwards. Yeah.
You remember the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Take him away.
Actually, they could have done it in a Norfolk accent. He would have sounded the same.
No, they're different. I actually had Chewbacca comment on my cleavage once. No, I was at a convention. I was wearing one of my plummeted necklines.
Doc in 4 a.m. in the morning.
And it actually went, you don't get many of them to the pound.
Oh, my God.
I thought he just went.
No, that's only when they're down there, Doc.
It's for like...
Muller, get the frigging mic off her, for God's sake.
It's your fault.
I know we don't have a lot of women on this podcast, but this is why.
Well, the fact that I'm more like one of the lads. Remember, I grew up in an engineering environment.
And just to point out, if anyone's offended by that, it doesn't mean you're right.
Actually, the last time somebody saw your cleavage, it was like R2-D2 being shot by a laser.
No.
Actually, I nearly walked over R2-D2. He was only a little chap.
Colin.
He used to drive his Rolls Royce.
Do you guys know
with
that Cal's only 22?
He was as bad when he was in the office.
Are they retired Callum as well now?
No. I'm nearly 22.
You're
so
nearly
I'm 22. Gonna be retiring.
When you're 22, you're going to retire then.
It's only a baby.
No, but if you're Birmingham, no, that's a football
joke. Yeah, so he's not old enough for this conversation, lady. Put it away.
It's football.
That's going to take
a while.
He
can buy alcohol in America.
I can there.
Where can we get a hold of you, Doc, for God's sake?
I can't speak. I just got taken out by Welsh Kelly. I am all over the internet at DOCROCK. And of course, you can find me all over the YouTube channels. And that's, you know, youtube.com/DocRock. That's the best place. I'm teaching lots of cool stuff and how to do animations in Keynote at the moment.
Did you watch my video?
Yes, I did. That was very cool.
Thank you, man. See, that was all done in Keynote.
Bruh. Because actually doing that with the Final Cut plugin would take it forever too. Or motion, so that's pretty rad.
Thanks, man. There you go. See, if you want to know what that clip is, well, you can't.
Yeah.
Jeff, why is Colloquy shut down? It's just gone off. Okay. Jeff, where can we get you, mate?
You can get me here. You can get me on The Big Show. You can get me on Twitter and Instagram, Jay Gamet, both places. Do a Google search. You can get me on pretty much all the other podcasts as well. And soon on my own podcast.
Oh, what's it going to be called?
Keep saying that.
Jeff's
Panelist. I know I keep saying that. And I think I have the title for the show now.
Is it like a no agenda thing, but you're going to call it No Pants?
Yeah, No Pants will be involved.
If you don't call your podcast No Pants, then I'm sorry, I'm not listening.
The Pantsless Podcast.
The Pantless Podcast.
Well, no, I am going to start the Pants Free Radio Network.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Is that American pants or English pants?
Yeah, no, English pants.
It's always
English pants is an R rating.
Yeah.
American pants is a 15, maybe.
So he's not going to go commando.
You could even probably get away with a 12A.
It depends where in Britain you are, because pants mean pants and pants.
Do you go commando in America?
Yes.
That's going commando.
You know,
okay.
We
also call it free balling.
Free balling, yeah, I get that.
Free balling.
Because of the song. Because I'm free balling.
He sang it better than you.
Yeah.
Patrice, save us.
He's got that Barry White vibe though, doesn't he?
What, Patrice?
No.
Yeah, you can find me on The Big Show and on The Mac Show here. And
you're doing The Big Show at 8 o'clock, aren't you?
I'm going to do The Big Show at 8 o'clock, exactly.
Henceforth, however, The Big Show will move to Thursday night for the live show. Mm-hmm. So we're splitting them again.
Remember the calendar.
Yeah, no, that's him. He's screwed up.
HoodieFlashback.com.
Well, shut up. Go on, Patrice, sorry.
I said foodieflashback.com for my podcast. Last episode is actually with Martin, with our quizmaster. So really listen to that one. It was very interesting and very fun. And his son already said he wants to be on the show. So
they're all good.
There will be enough follow-up.
Yeah, because his son's going to go, I really remember my dad's baked beans.
Should get Doc on. He can remember the coma.
I was the first.
He was the first.
He was the first one.
Oh, started that.
I had a fruity coma.
You need to, Patrice. You need to have Muller on and ask him all the shit he shoved in his face in the back of the police van waiting for a riot.
Oh God, that'd be shit.
Got checked, boy.
I'll tell you what, mate, you wouldn't eat the bread. You just peel the bread off and eat the cheese.
Moving on. Except you haven't put any cheese on it. No, you're not Jeff. Jesus Christ. Chuck, where are you, mate?
Did you ever have control of this, Ewan, at all?
Do you know what? I celebrate the fact this only happens once a bloody year.
Okay. You can find me over at macvoices.com. That's where we talk to lots of interesting people about...
That's why none of us are on it.
You are? We got to get you back on, but we will talk Apple stuff over there. Thanks. Oh, and I'm on Twitter as at Chuck Joyner. Find me,
mate. Do you know how much I value you coming on this show? Because there's so many people who come on here once and won't come back again.
I told you it was just free entertainment. I mean, I've got a front row seat here for this train wreck. So,
Chuck, that young lady had on. Well, when I say young lady, but could you get her to come along, and we could do with some ladies on here.
Well, we got a show title: a front row seat for this train wreck.
See, I contributed something.
Thanks, Chuck. Jeff. Callum, where can we get hold of you?
You can get hold of us and everything we do at immmax.com. We're on all the usual socials as well. You can drop us an email at info@immmax. If you've got any questions, I'm in the Slack room. I'm at O'Hara Callum on Twitter. If you've got any questions, anything you need any help with, just drop me a line and I'll get in touch.
And you can get hold of Mo at I forgot to tell you in an I'mcrap.com.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to delegate the job to Callum from now on.com.
I'll pass that on.
Send me the list, dude, otherwise there's be trouble.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, there won't, but there won't be trouble. Right, Muller, where are you?
Here at the moment.
Technically accurate as ever.
Muller Bodker on Twitter.
And Batwench?
I'm on at Batwench on Twitter, Facebook, anywhere you want to have a look.
Okay.
No one will ever look.
Batwench? What?
Did I hear that correctly? Batwench?
Batwench, yeah.
That's like Bond, James Bond. James Bond.
She said Bat at Winch.
Batwench.
I've got no
The name's Batwench.
She's on a rap there somewhere.
She's on Hiddleston's hot.
You know, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I just want to say a special thank you because Muller brought me a present today and he's bought my wife a bottle of gin. My wife actually said, how is Muller? Because I haven't seen him in ages. And do you know what? I'm actually starting to miss him. I'm like, what? How do you get fondly missed Muller? For God's sake. So he bought me a present and he gave it to me and he gave me, right, his lunar display that he bought a few months ago, right? Okay. And I thought, oh, that's really sweet, you mate. Thank you so much. He went, yeah, because it's shit.
I blame you, Jay Gemmett.
What a friend.
Remember your Willy you gave me?
You know the curry house is open in 35 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Jeff, what you need to do is...
I got for the first batch.
My Willy?
Yeah, you got a little stand type thing. And it was on the first bash.
Okay.
Still got it.
Jolly good.
Yeah.
Have you still got the TARDIS dress?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech on Twitter as well as BritishTechNetwork.com or send us an email at BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com if you want to come in the Slack room and join for the quiz, which is on a Wednesday night now, not a Thursday. And if you want to come to the bash next year, don't.
I hate the bash.
Have a great weekend, because I'm not. And we'll see you next year. Week. Thanks for listening.
I need a week.
So what the hell just happened?
Oh, dear. Oh.
Hey, I got a show title. Wookiee Motorboat.
Yeah, love it.